Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're going to like this one, Sam. You're going to like this one. As we listen to Must See Thursday Night TV theme song, one of them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, the 12th day of January. It's still cold outside, real cold, below freezing, depending on where you are. 21 degrees out here in West Cobb, but it is going to warm up, and that means that ice, that black ice that is out there, got people worried. Hopefully, we'll go away there. Anyway, before we bring Caleb on here, or actually, he's probably listening right now, too. You know why she played that? This is another one of those unique days where we give the insignificant information, and this is one that'll make you go, like Scooby-Doo, right? Because you got four people born on the actual same day, not sharing the same birth date, like Dominique. These were all on the same day. And you wouldn't think that they were all the same age, right? But now, here's two sports people. This is one for me. Bill Matlock, right? Four-time National League batting champ. Yep. Three-time All-Star. Third baseman for the Cubs going back. Bill Matlock. Drew Pearson, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Cowboys. Rush Limbaugh, rest in peace.
Yep.
And Kirstie Alley.
Oh, man.
All of them born on the same day. Bill Matlock, Drew Pearson, Rush Limbaugh, and Kirstie Alley were born on this date and the same day, back in 51. So there you go. Insignificant information. Listen, we tried to get to Caleb last week. He was busy covering the Hawks while they were out west. We couldn't get to him, but we have him this morning. And Caleb, hopefully you have made it through these last couple of days incident-free, and want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, guys, I've actually, I feel like I'm starting to become stir crazy because I hunkered down and didn't really go anywhere until yesterday. It was like, okay, cool. You know, selfishly, it was like, finally, I have a reason to get out of the house. We'll go to a Hawks game. And then, obviously, they postpone it because of all the weather. And I told my wife, it was like, all right, well, it's time for a trip to Waffle House so we can get out of the house and be nosy, you know. These are the times that I like to be nosy and be like, what's that area looking like? You know, what's this area looking like? That's what it's mostly been. But I have now reached the point of the ice and snow days where I've been stuck inside that I reorganize my closet. So like, I'm ready for this to all melt and we can get back to a regular life now.
There's some people who put the Christmas tree up. Or down.
Yeah.
I mean, they use it for that. Can I ask you, though, a serious question, though? How much time, and I don't know how many times you've gone through this covering the NBA, but how long before tip-off do they let you know a game is canceled?
This one actually surprised me because this one came at 10 a.m. ahead of a 3 p.m. tip-off. And I thought, you know, the weather really changed that much between Friday and Saturday. It was like, this is what it's going to be. And so I thought, well, maybe they'll get out of in front of this thing early so that Phoenix doesn't have to fly into Atlanta and you know, and deal with all of the hubbub of driving around on the icy streets and getting from their hotel and all those sorts of things. And yet they waited until morning of, right around that shoot around time for both the Suns and the Hawks to make a decision on this thing. So, kind of surprised me, that they went in that direction, but at the same time, you understand, really wanting to play it safe, and you know, for everyone. So yeah, it's just 10 a.m. ahead of a 3 p.m. tip-off. But I think they like to make those decisions pretty early on. Same with what's going on in L.A. with the fires. You know, they tried to make those decisions like the morning of those games, as a final, like, yeah, we can't get these played, and so we will postpone them for another time.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning. Always great to catch up with this guy, with Caleb Johnson. He is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18, keeping up everything with the Hawks. Okay, so we don't play. Well, it's more downtime, more time for some people to get healthy, really, to regain this team. Talk about the health status of some players that we were missing during the West Coast swing.
Yeah, it's been a weird time for – I mean, the big one is Jalen Johnson. He is the one that it felt like this shoulder injury came a little bit out of nowhere. And I think the issue there was you saw him attempt to play through it against the Lakers after sitting out against the Nuggets. And when he did play against the Lakers, he had a really impressive dunk the whole – you know, his dad was on, you know, FanDuel TV talking, and the dunk happens, and the highlight blows up or whatever. But outside of that singular play, he never looked very comfortable, and then you continue to miss him. And the way that this Hawks team is built, I don't think are many people who are replaceable. It's kind of like they have a team that really doesn't deal well with next man up mentality, like you like to say in sports and all of those sorts of things. But there are two players that are absolutely irreplaceable on this team that they have no answer for, especially if they have to go more than a game. You know, long-term sorts of situations, it's Trae Young and it's Jalen Johnson. Those two guys are just so impactful for this team that not getting Jalen down at that four spot to be able to help, whether it's Clint or Onyeka and the rebounding, and then just obviously to spread out the scoring, and just what he does on both ends of the floor is so crucial, that missing Jalen, I think, has been a big reason why they went and lost, you know, 4 out of 5 on that road trip. It's just not something that they can really overcome. Outside of that, you know, you've got Bogey Bogdanovich, who obviously kind of bounced in and out of things. I think his knee seems to be heading in a more positive direction, although what we'll probably see with Bogey is him not playing one of a game in those back-to-back scenarios. They'll just hold him out of those things. And then what has been a big piece to the locker room, and I think he's been impactful on the court. However, and honestly, I think his biggest impact right now is getting back healthy to be a potential trade piece, is Larry Nance Jr. You know, after he fractured that bone in his hand, he was given, I think it was the beginning, January 2nd is when he had surgery. And it was like from that point, they'll reevaluate things in 2 weeks. So we're coming up pretty close on that time to find out, hey, is Larry going to be available to play, you know, closer to the end of the month, right before the trade deadline, to where hopefully he can show his ability. And if the Hawks want to make a move that helps them in the future, they can do that, because they certainly have a tough schedule right now where, you know, things were looking very positive before they went on this road trip. And you thought, okay, they can take this road trip to evaluate whether you're a, hey, let's tinker with this thing and go try to be competitive this year. I think coming off the road trip like they did, it is exactly what I kind of expected, which is, yeah, you're a team still planning for the future. You need a guy like Zachary Risacher to get older. You need a guy like Dyson Daniels to get older. And then do some future planning for your roster. And that means probably being a seller at the trade deadline. And so coming off this road trip, it's big that they were able to go from, what, Friday morning until now Tuesday before they play the Phoenix Suns, having some rest and some time off. Hopefully that means Jalen Johnson's back available.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Caleb, I haven't had a chance to ask you this question as the few amount of times you've joined us during the season, but we're going to keep reaching out to you. And Sam and I talking about this team over the last year or so, or this version, this year's version of this team, one of the words or a couple of the phrases used is fun, enthusiasm. They play with, I won't say reckless abandon, but they play like, you know, like they're in the playground sometimes. There is a connection with this team and the way they are going about their business this year that has produced an X factor. And all the great teams have an X factor. You have this guy, you have that guy, but they have something. They have it, an indescribable trait. In your mind, do the Hawks have that? And is that something that you feel is maybe got them a few extra wins where in years past that wasn't the case?
I definitely could see that. Now, I mean, the big thing is between Quinn Snyder and Trae Young, like, they want to play fast. They are third in the NBA right now in terms of pace of play. Like, they want to be moving the ball quickly. It is what's led to them being able to score in transition, get turnovers in transition, like, keeping teams not able to set up, think about what they want to do, and attack is certainly a big way that's helped them get to wins. And if you think specifically, about their most recent win, you've got a Utah team that scores with, what, 8-7 seconds to go, something like that, and thinks, okay, we can celebrate and enjoy the fact that we've tied this game up. No, you can't, because you've got Trae Young coming down, lightning quick on the other end, and he's jacking up a 50-foot shot that ends up going in and winning them the game. So certainly their pace of play being third in the NBA, being so high, has led to them, playing quick, keeping teams on their heels. And I think that has been a big factor. And you can do that with most of the lineups that the Hawks are putting out there. Like, that's a big thing of not only did they want to increase, size by drafting a guy like Zachary Risacher and adding a guy like Dyson Daniels, but those guys will also get out and run and aren't going to bog you down. Jalen Johnson being another one is really just a matter of, when you have Clint out there, maybe he's trailing behind a bit and can catch up, in those transition plays. Onyeka Okongwu, I think, does a good job of being able to keep up in transition. And so it's all about speed is what they want to have, and they've been pretty successful at it this year.
Caleb, before we let you go, talk about what's coming up this team. Of course, Phoenix is up next, but then they dive back into the East, and with three teams that they're looking up at, Chicago, Boston, and New York, right?
Yeah, it's not an easy stretch for this team at all. Just simply, Chicago, doesn't matter how up and down Chicago has been in the standings, for whatever reason, the Bulls have presented quite a problem for the Hawks this season. And then, the Boston Celtics, there's a reason why, like, they're the reigning champs. They have certainly been a problem for the Hawks. Although the Hawks were obviously, when it came to the NBA Cup and those elevated circumstances, were able to get past Boston and move on. And then New York. You're going to New York after the NBA Cup, where Trae Young, dice on your court as the Hawks advance in the Cup to go on to Vegas. I think they're going to remember that. And I think that's going to be, another impactful game that's going to somewhat determine the trajectory of where this Hawks team wants to go the rest of the way. The big one is going to, or I say big one, but kind of an interesting little wrinkle in the schedule that the Hawks haven't gotten to experience a whole lot at home is these home and home series against the same team. That'll happen, I think it's towards the end of the month, like the last week in January. You get the Toronto Raptors where you play them, and then two nights later you play them again at home. So that'll be a good time to pick up a couple of wins because, as we know, the Raptors, not a very good basketball team, and the Hawks, you know, beat them by 29 points, you know, back before the first of the year. So This is an area that, once again, you're figuring more about your team. You know, you lost 4 out of 5 on the road, but if you can have a better stretch against some of these stronger Eastern Conference teams, then don't sleep on the Detroit Pistons. They've been a much improved team from last year. This will be interesting as the Hawks head into the early February trade deadline.
All right, Caleb, keep your alarm clock ready. We're going to be reaching out to you in the coming weeks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, as always, for getting up and joining us. And as Caleb Johnson joining us, the man does not miss a Hawks game unless it's postponed. He is out there, so we're going to continue to reach out to you. Thank you, buddy, for getting up.